The Mummification Chamber, an iconic building. Hello, do you know what this place is, or used to be? It is the mummification chamber of the former convent of San Antonio de Padua. From the 16th century, the Capuchins adopted an unusual mortuary rite, although this particular building was not built until the 18th century. I will explain. When a friar died, they put him in a seated position in one of these niches and sealed it so that air could not enter. Bodily fluids passed through the hole in the seat, and with the humidity, the corpse became completely mummified. After 2 years, they took the body out. Yes, they took the body out and washed it with vinegar, dried it off in the sun, and clothed it in a friar's habit. But that's not all they did. Then they would take the mummies and put them on display so that the other friars and the relatives of the dead could see them. And that was the way they connected the land of the living with that of the dead. And they would think about the fleeting nature of life and eternal rest. It's a strange place, isn't it? It's quite unique because it's the only one to be completely preserved in Catalonia, and it is directly associated with those of Palermo and Rome in Italy. The church has always had a large influence in Girona, and at one point there were 8 monasteries and convents for both men and women, one of the largest being the one for the Capuchins. In the 18th century, the Capuchins came to this building, which had previously been the Gothic palace of the Cartellà family of nobles. At the end of the 15th century, Eleonor de Sarriera, the wife of Arnau Benet de Cartellà, had the rooms decorated with her family's coat of arms. Evidence of her social aspirations and determination to leave her own mark for the future are the white and blue tiles that are on display in the room devoted to medieval Girona. The friars, however, totally refurbished the building to adapt it to their own needs. When they were expelled during the mid-19th century, the building was turned into a school, and later on, it became this history museum, the Museo di Storia de Girona. As you will know, that's the way with history. We receive something as an inheritance, we live with it, we preserve it, and then leave it to those who come afterwards. As you go through the museum, you'll pass through other parts of the former convent, such as the cloister, the coal bunker, and the cistern, which, while highly impressive, may only be visited occasionally. Please ask for more information at the reception desk.